This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
First up, we have Uganda, a lesbian Ugandan asylum seeker spared deportation from Germany. A hearing at a Bavarian courthouse in Germany over the asylum application of a lesbian woman from Uganda was thrown out after she was granted her refugee status by federal authorities. The judge decided that the 41-year-old asylum seeker, who faces violence and prosecution in her home country, will not be deported.
Of course, back in Uganda, there's a very good reason that she's not being deported. Back in Uganda, you can face life imprisonment for engaging in same-sex sexual relations.
Yes, they had a proposed law in 2019 referred to Kill the Gays Bill.
Yes, there was. Yeah. I remember we were rallying here on the show to inspire people to petition against that.
An advocacy group said that the case could act as a precedent for LGBT refugees in Germany and Europe. However, the judge thought it was an individual case.
What I thought was really interesting about this story, and we see this coming up in Australia with LGBTI asylum seekers. We've seen it in the UK. We spoke to Peter Tatchell a few months ago. Is that in many cases, it's really difficult for someone to actually make a case based upon their sexuality or their gender identity for asylum. And from what I was reading from the Germany case is that there are many people, many women who seek asylum from Uganda and can't get it at the present time. Yes. So this is a big issue still, year after year.
Yeah, certainly advocacy groups have said that the case could act as a precedent, so that there is hope. But yes, it's very tough out there for asylum seekers.
Ian, we've been talking Queer Film Festival tonight, but I saw you got a story out of Israel.
Oh, yes. I think we covered, I think it was last year at the Eurovision, that there was a boycott by some LGBT groups, LGBT Palestinian groups, against Eurovision being in Israel. Something similar is happening with the current LGBT plus festival in Tel Aviv, which starts tomorrow. There are something like, I think it is 130 different organizations which have come out in protest. These are part of Queer Cinema for Palestine. One of the groups, and I think you know more about this than I do, is the Turner-based British artist Charlotte Prodra. She won the Turner Prize in 2018. She identifies as a lesbian woman, and she's come out saying that she's got a problem with this film festival being in Israel.
Yeah, look, certainly there is a lot of discussion that happens around the world around Israel pinkwashing. So saying that it is pro-LGBT, but that it has such human rights abuses against Palestine. So there is constantly a lot of politics involved and a lot of violence towards the Palestinian people. And that uproar isn't, I think, to be unexpected.
There have been some LGBT themed films about Palestine and primarily made by Israelis too.
Yes.
So it's kind of one of those, it's a bit of, obviously the local council which sponsors the event has said that the boycott's misplaced and it's, harming a cultural event.
Yeah, they said that they don't believe it's, that it should be, when they do it, it should be more about the actual government policy. And by doing it at a cultural event, they said it's not showcasing the government policy that they are protesting.
Yeah.
Is the stance of...
I guess what we're going to see is, and when you talk to people like Joan Nestle and you think about the queer space, the queer political space that we're in, we're always going to... This is right that as communities we debate these issues and that we do that in a civil way and we will have different points of view. And I think that's just here's another example, is that it's never going to be simple.
And lesbian priests are to lead a church service on eve of Anglican Summit service, which is intended to send a strong message to, for the once a decade Lambeth conference?
This is the Lambeth conference is like their big where they really get down to the nuts and bolts of deciding church policy and all those sorts of things. Very, very, very big thing held in the UK.
And all those Anglican churches from around the world, from the quite progressive ones in the US, and I think that the two lesbian women that are presenting are from, one is from the US and one is actually Desmond Tutu, the South African apartheid activist. It's his daughter.
Oh, really?
Is also co presenting. Is that what you say in
they're
the service?
They're married as well.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And so that I think is part of the issue, is that you've got those organisations, and then you've got the organisations from some of the African countries, some of the Asian countries, the Anglican churches, which really would prefer just not to be there and would like the church to break apart. Again, more controversy. I do like a bit of controversy.
Yeah, you know, it's really surprising how this controversy comes up, and I think that it's really interesting. I think I've certainly been in situations, say, for example, in Tonga, where Anglican priests have come out and gone, oh, yeah, we should have marriage equality here. Wow. And I'm like, what? Where am I?
You wouldn't expect that in the South Pacific. So,
no. Yeah. So you just never know.
Perhaps change is in the air.
Mm. That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.